Bismillah, alhamdulillah. I have our sister from CARE. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Zahra. I run the CARE San Francisco Bay Area office, and I'm a civil rights lawyer.
Now, I'm gonna ask the first question. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
All right.
You're all on the Dean Show.
Many Muslims are flying nowadays.
Good question.
We gotta get here, we gotta get there, and have faced much discrimination. Some have faced, there's a lot of good people, and sometimes we highlight a lot of the bad, but there is much more good overcoming the bad. I think so. What do you think?
Yes, I think that there are so many more people who are saying we want to stand with the Muslim community, especially post-Trump. Like, there is hope, and I know we're not alone.
Alhamdulillah. Now, you've had people also on the other side, they've spoken Arabic, and they said, God is great. All praise to God, salamu alaikum, the greeting of Jesus, and they got kicked off planes. Recently, I think we can derive some benefit from this story. There was a brother, it went viral, all over. And he said he was speaking to his mom, and they kicked him off, and et cetera, et cetera. So the two points to this question. One is, and then there's debate about, was it a prank, was it this, that, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Following the Prophet, even when we're joking, we're honest. No taqiyya, my friends, no. Now, the important thing is, what do you do? You're the attorney. If you come across, and what constitutes racism or Islamophobia, and you're in this predicament, right? You're an older lady, older man, young woman, and give us some live example of, really, there's no debate about it, where someone actually went through something of this and how to handle it.
Right, good question. So in the past year, we've received at least a dozen complaints from across the country, people who've been kicked off planes. Some legitimate, some questions. It's always hard to say. So here's my recommendation to people who might be traveling. Get to the airport on time. Be polite and be courteous. Know that everything that you put in your bags, in your electronics, can be searched. And then also, the reality is that airline staff have a lot of discretion. They can kick people off of planes. They can't do it for racial or religious reasons, but what gets challenging is proving that, right? So if I'm yelling on the plane in English, in Arabic, in Spanish, in Urdu, they can kick me off. But if they only kick off people yelling in Arabic, then that's going to be discriminatory. The hard part is proving it. So what I tell people is, look, dot your I's, cross your T's, be a well-behaved passenger, and then if something happens, call CARE. Don't make it worse, don't get into a physical altercation. You don't have to answer any questions from law enforcement, and generally airlines have been good about putting people on the next flight because they want to protect themselves from a lawsuit. Now that doesn't mean that there isn't legal recourse. There is, but that's where you call CARE. Don't start a fight. Get off the plane, be polite, call CARE. If you can, here's the thing that I think technology and cell phones matter. Record the interaction. Don't be confrontational in doing this. And this is, by the way, something that everyone can do. So if I'm getting kicked off and Brother Eddie's like, what? Like, what's happening to Sister Zahra? He can pull out his cell phone and start recording. And that's really helpful later when I'm saying, hey, it was because I'm Muslim. And Delta Airlines is like, no, it's because you were this. Well, Brother Eddie has the video that says who was right and who was wrong and provides more context. And it's a little bit more neutral of a video if it's not my video, because I'm gonna cut a video and edit a video to protect myself. Delta's going to do the same thing, and so Brother Eddie's video is going to be really helpful.
Alhamdulillah. Let me get one more. Can I get one more?
Yeah?
Let me hear you guys. It's good? Got your permission? And we'll open up for you. It's good? Huh? Okay. Now, you're on social media, right? And you see there's a lot of people out there, they've been affected by the Islamophobia machine. $250,000 annually spent throwing dirt on Islam, submission to the will of God. And now you see something out there and you get all emotional, and a lot of the things you ignore because, okay, there's a lot of trolls. But how would you respond? Have you ever watched Wheel of Fortune?
Yes, it's been a while.
Love Connection also?
Yes.
Do you know, have you heard of, now it's one thing when you, just a layman is saying certain things, but how do you take it, how would you respond? Let's say to a famous individual, one in particular. It really saddened me. Hopefully this can reach our brother in humanity and others who just kind of fit in and they just start throwing dirt also. So the tweet went a little something like this.
Can I just say that 10 years ago at conferences like this, we didn't talk about Twitter because it wasn't even a real thing, which is just interesting about how time has moved.
Amazing. So now you're on Twitter and now you experience the Islamophobia. Chuck Woolery, you maybe grew up, maybe some of you guys, you're a little bit young, but your parents or whatnot, or you see someone else you identified with, someone else from a reality show, something else that maybe you wasted your time at one time, and now you see this person saying something similar to what this man said. He said, if you don't know Islam is evil, am I misquoting that?
No.
If you don't know Islam is evil, then you don't know history and you refuse to reason. I'm not saying that every Muslim is evil, different. Now, Muslims like, hold on, Islam is evil, I'm practicing Islam, I must be evil, maybe I'll go do some evil. No. How would you respond to Chuck if you saw him and empower the youth here not to get shaken by things like this?
Can I take one step back and say something about social media that I always want to make sure young people understand and elders understand too? Everything you put on the internet is permanent. So here's what I say. If it leaves your lips or fingertips, it is forever. Allah sees it, the NSA reads it, it ends up in an FBI file, and it could end up on the front page of the New York Times. Now that's true whether we're talking about extramarital affairs like the former senator from New York, or we're talking about how we feel about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, right? Is that when you delete it from the internet, it doesn't go away forever. And that's really important to remember when I see horrible Islamophobia or when I see injustices across the world and I want to type something ridiculous, right? Once it's there, it's forever. Even so, the companies take it, the FBI can see it, and we know that they look at our files. My haters are going to screenshot it. So if I'm like, oh my God, I hate Brother Eddie, his show is so horrible, I can't believe I was on a panel with him, someone's going to take a screenshot of that and it's forever. Twitter has it, right? So like, important to remember, once it leaves your lips or fingertips, Allah sees it and everyone else does too. There is no take backs. Think about that before you hit send or before you hit post. So what do I do with Chuck and others who are talking anti-Muslim trash on the internet? I would screenshot it, right? Because you want to make sure, now this is true sometimes if it's an elected official, you want to go after them. You're going to need the screenshot because they're going to take it down and it's easier for you to access that. I want to think about who their friends are. So one of the things to be strategic about is, I don't know Chuck. Why is Chuck going to listen to me? Maybe he will, right? But maybe he's going to listen to other people. The other thing that we say to people is, like, be thoughtful about your approach. So look, Donald Trump might be beyond reason for me. Like, I'm not sure that I can have a nice conversation with Donald Trump. Of course, if Umar radiallahu anhu converted to Islam on his way to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anything is possible. I'm just not sure I'm the person to have a courteous conversation with Donald Trump or Chuck or others.
Leave Donald to me.
Yes, okay, good. So Eddie's got Donald. I'm not even sure that I could do it with Chuck. I'm not sure that I have that kind of patience. But there are some people who have tried that, right? So the two things that I would suggest, one, see who their friends and influencers are. Maybe there's someone that's going to be more sympathetic that they will listen to, that you can get to first, right? In that same way, like, look, I want mom to get me to give me permission for something. Maybe I'm gonna ask her favorite kid. Not that mom has favorite kids. And then the other thing is, think about engaging in patient conversation. If I go at Chuck and I'm like, you're a racist, you're horrible, how dare you? That might turn him off. That's not to say that some people don't deserve that. They absolutely do. But in some cases, the first way to try is patient conversation.
What would you, give me a minute, a personal. Chuck, you know, it's such a small world. Chuck Woolery, he checks the tweet. Chuck, we got love for you. That's why we're sending you this message. Give a personal one thing. What would you say to him personally when you hear something like this? To maybe, who knows? Islam, you sincerely look into it. It just penetrates the heart. That's why it's the fastest growing way of life out there that provides peace and purpose and empowerment. Tell me, talk to Chuck.
Chuck,
because he might never make that human connection and meet him.
I think Eddie wants to talk to
him. I'd love to talk to Donald Trump. They might never meet a Muslim. So you're meeting them, Chuck.
Chuck, I love ice cream and coffee. If you are down to talk, I think Eddie and I would be willing to have ice cream and coffee with you and just talk to you about Islam and Muslims, answer any questions that you might have or clarify any misunderstandings that you might have. What's to say? Ice cream's on us.
I'll sit, but I don't do the sugar. I'll take it.
Well, then you're not invited.
I'll do the juice. How about juice? We can do some vegetable juice.
People are less nice over juice. We need sugar.
Okay. Your guys' turn. Go ahead.